Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I hear Alex Hooper is on hold and pretty steamed that we held him off for that garbage.
Would you stop it?
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, Hoop.
Oh, Hoop, I work with the most uptight guy in the history of history.
I'm here to do sports talk, Hoop, or as close as we ever come to it.
Hey, stick to Brainstorm, all right?
You heard Brainstorm, right?
Yeah, but it all depends on the frequency and what you're listening to, so I'm sure if I heard it through something a little better than a phone speaker, I might be able to hear Green Needle. I tried. I couldn't.
Your dog heard chicken tortilla soup, so there, take that.
What are you talking about? What's chicken tortilla soup?
Different frequency. Who's Hoop said? Dogs hear it in a different frequency. They heard chicken tortilla soup.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I wish we were on somewhere other than the second floor so I could jump.
So, Hoop, Indians are in the the Eastern Conference of the NBA because they're 500 and the rest of the division is terrible, so they're in first place, and everybody's going to think, oh, they're not really that good. At least that's what I thought when I looked at the standings. I can hear people screaming already. Not the best opportunity to get things going this weekend as you go up against an Astros team that tanked for years and now is reaping the benefits of it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good way to get things going if you could grab a couple of wins against the World Series champions. A little bit to feel better about yourselves after you just gave away games to the lowly Detroit Tigers. So I guess there's that, and you performed very well against the Astros last season, so maybe that happens. But with this bullpen, tough to see you beating anyone.
How much is this bleeding over to the rest of the team when you got slumps like Jason Kipnis that – you know, you're playing as hard as you can, and then the bullpen's letting you down. And now, I mean, is this just a team funk, or what do you think?
I mean, the guys at the top of the lineup are hitting the crap out of the ball.
Yeah,
Lindor and Brantley and Ramirez, and you know, Guyer has done his job lately, at least when hitting lefties, I guess, which is his job. I think to a degree, the bullpen not being able to hold anything can trickle down. I think guys could definitely be frustrated by it. I mean, to put in all that hard work and to feel like none of it's going to hold up, then sure, I can understand maybe someone getting up to go take some extra hacks in the cage and saying, oh, it's not even worth it. But I don't think that's how these guys handle it. It's just kind of a hypothetical. But yeah, I mean, it's rough. It's rough to look at. It's really any time. I think before you could say, oh, there's a really good chance they blow it. And I think after that game in Detroit where you just blew an 8-3 lead, all of a sudden you say, it's going to happen. And that's a bad mindset to be in.
Alex Hooper's joining us. He's our Indians beat reporter. The bullpen obviously has had some issues. Does it improve from within? Do you think the pieces are here to make this bullpen better, or must something be done, either with taking a shot at somebody who's in the minors or making a deal?
I think it's safe to say that at this point, something has to be done to get to a championship-level bullpen. I mean, you're not going to be able to make it deep into October, especially in this day and age where starters aren't going as long in the playoffs. I don't think you're going to be able to say, all right, send Danny Otero out there in the seventh inning of this one-run playoff game, game five of a five-game series. I don't think the same goes for Nick Goody, Zach McAllister, Oliver Drake. You know, there needs to be a bridge to Miller and Allen. Miller is going to right the ship eventually. You know, he's got all those long levers, and there's going to be injuries. He's had this injury before, and it's to a different knee than he had an injury to last year. It's going to happen with him. And again, 6'7" frame, big long arms, generating, you know, 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball. It's going to take a little while to get recalibrated, and he didn't go on a rehab assignment, so he will get back to where he needs to be. And Cody Allen is a guy who you've seen it. You've been able to count on him. He's silently been one of the better closers for years, despite what a lot of people want to say and people's inability to understand and judge closers accurately, but you need someone to get to those guys. Brian Shaw was that guy. I know people are tired of hearing that guy's name even more now that he's gone, but if you didn't appreciate him then, I don't care what his numbers are now, you should appreciate what he gave you. Just innings. Innings where you didn't give up two earned in one third of an inning every other time out. I don't care if he gave up a run every other inning. He got you lengths, and he got you to those guys without suffering a whole lot. Now you don't have him, and you don't have anyone anywhere near what you need that spot in the bullpen to be. In a time where you need that spot in the bullpen more than any other time in the history of baseball. So you have a window here, and you're going to need somebody, and it's not there right now. Someone will probably regress closer to the mean. I think Tyler Olson is a nice piece. I think you got to throw him against lefties. I think Nick Goody is a nice piece. I don't think he can ever be that workhorse, but I think he can be a nice reliever. But you need somebody who is maybe not elite, but very, very good, above average, to plug into that spot and get you to your horses.
All right, what do you think about this series coming up against the Astros, who have been playing really well right now? And maybe this is one of those turning point weekends for the Indians where you're playing a team that's hot, and then maybe all of a sudden you're like, you know what, time to turn the corner. Almost like, you know, being 31-31 last year.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just you need to not give away leads, and I think you have the bats to beat this team. Obviously, that rotation is insanely good. Gerrit Cole has been, save maybe Max Scherzer, and maybe even including Max Scherzer, the best pitcher in baseball this year. And it doesn't fall off a whole lot between he and Verlander. And, you know, you're going to see Keuchel against Kluber, which is going to be great. McCullers, it's so deep. And then their lineup is maybe better. Probably, I thought they were the best lineup last year, and they kept that all together. So, yeah, I mean, if you can steal two against this team on the road, then I think you should feel pretty good about yourselves. But I think you're prone to a sweep because you can't keep a lead. And I don't know that you're going to have a lead in all three of these games. You might not even have a lead in two of them because this team's just so good. But luckily you have the starters to keep it close. You have the bats to give you some offense. I think you match up well in those departments. But if you can't hold a lead, if you don't have guys who can get outs against the Tigers, I don't know how you're going to get outs against, you know, Josh Reddick hitting seventh. Like, it's that is where the uphill battle will be. Hopefully you don't have to ride your starters too hard again, because that's been happening ad nauseum. So I think you see a lot of Miller. I think you see a lot of Allen in this series, because you got to get some wins and, like you said, get feeling good about yourself.
Alex Hooper joining us, our Indians beat reporter. Can I look long-term on something with you? Francisco Lindor is clearly, you know, having another great season and on his way to being, if he's not already in the top, 10 of players in Major League Baseball, he's clearly on his way if he's not already there. If I have my facts straight here, he's arbitration eligible in 2019. This is the last year he's not arbitration eligible. And he's arbitration eligible for the next 3 years and could leave in free agency in 2022. So they have control for this year and three more. Is everybody freaking out too soon about Francisco Lindor possibly leaving town? Because he's here 3.5 years if the Indians want him to be here. And then he's 29 in that free agency year. Is this something that Indian fans shouldn't even worry about?
Sure. I think you should enjoy it. I mean, it's not LeBron on an expiring contract. Like you said, I mean, you're going to have him through that 2020 season, and you should really enjoy it. I mean, you said top 10. He's top 3 right now. It's right now it is Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, Francisco Lindor, and then Jose Ramirez, actually, in terms of war. And, I mean, that's overall value. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you should be thinking about him leaving right now, because I'm going to be frank with you. Right now, he's leaving. Right now in 2019 or in 2020, he's getting a $300, $400 million contract because he plays the most important position on the field outside of maybe pitching. But he does that, and so last year, Francisco Lindor, with his 33 home runs, had 6 that were not to the poolside. This year, he's already got 7. That's growth. The kid is going to keep growing. I don't think he's going to lose a lot at short. He's going to be Trout level, or at least in that ballpark, for years and years. And when he hits free agency, anyone who needs an upgraded shortstop, anyone who's a marquee team, should throw just absolute buku dollars at him. And the Indians are not going to be able to match that if he keeps on this trend. So enjoy him while he's here. I don't think we should try and delude ourselves at this point to thinking there's any shot that he comes back, because right now I don't think there is. Okay, but so you have him for a while, and he's a game changer, and he's going to keep you in the conversation as long as he's here.
So they trade him when?
If they're out of contention at the deadline in his final season of arbitration.
Okay. Which would be 2021, right?
Correct.
Okay. It's interesting. And I wonder, because oftentimes, you know, a player's best years are in his formative years before he hits that free agency thing. No reason to think Frankie couldn't keep doing it when he's 29, 30, 31. But it's a very interesting situation the Indians find themselves in when it comes to Lindor. And I'm curious to watch it as it moves forward. I think what you said, Alex, is right on the money. You know, you keep him, you play him, and you got to figure he's not going to stick around. Or you're not going to be able to pay him what he wants.
Right. It's the nature of the game.
Right.
I mean, if he loves Cleveland, you might be able to find something. But, I mean, he's a kid from Puerto Rico and Florida. And I think the difference between $200 million and $300, $400 million, I think that's a game changer. So,
yeah, you think?
Again, I don't want to delude. Yeah. I don't think anyone should delude themselves into thinking that maybe the best player in baseball or one of the top two at the time he's a free agent would stay around in Cleveland. When has it happened before? When they're not from here and playing in the NBA? It doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But don't focus on it now. Like, we're talking about it now. It's going to be 3-4 years before we even have to really think about it. I don't think people should labor over the contract situation, because there is no reason for him to sign a contract now with the way he's growing. There is no reason for him to sign a contract now until he sees what Bryce Harper and Manny Machado get either. So don't even bother yourself thinking about it at this point.
And he's under control for another 3.5 years. So there you go. Hey, Hoop, thank you very much, bud.
Of course.
Thanks, Hoop.
Alex Hooper, our Indians beat reporter, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.